Hello and welcome to You Always Have to Pay the Piper episode of Dave Wright's podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. Each week here, I like to share one of my short stories and the next chapter from my novel, Soul. As always, at the end of the episode, I will talk a bit about the chapter, where it came from, how it came together, or anything that comes to mind. So if you're interested, then stick around at the end. For now, let's get into it. This week is Chapter 22, Gaining the Scar. Six years ago. Sensei had cleaned and bandaged the wound as well as he could, but Yudai knew from the sounds that he made just how bad it was. He was still not sure how he made it back into the hills and the temple, how he'd found himself banging on the temple's front door, of collapsing into his sensei's arms. He lay on his futon. The pain had changed from an all-consuming to just a spike drilled into his brain. An improvement. What had he tried to achieve? Why had he done it? Just because he felt a connection to the old man? How had he helped? He had killed a man and left the corpse outside the restaurant. If anything, he had made it worse for Hiro-san, if not straight condemned the man to death. Not only that, but he had lasted all of a few days in his promise to himself that he would create no more copies. And the first time he broke that promise, he had brought one man into existence and he became an instant murderer. The other brought into the most agonizing pain that Yudai had ever felt in his life. That included the nightmare shinbone incident. So far, two for two. Had he learnt anything? Apart from don't come unarmed to a knife fight. He had learnt something. Yudai had learnt that if he wanted to do good, he had to do good to what was right in front of him. He could not change the world, he could not save everyone, but he could make a difference to the people who cross his path. Maybe that was enough. Also, to not hesitate. If he knew in his heart that someone had to die, then they had to die. There was no such thing as a fair fight. There was the living and the dead. It was a lesson he should have learnt living in Arcadia. He should have followed the two men. They were not his real target. The real target was the men who pulled their strings, the ones who sent them out to beat down people like Hiro-san. He should have followed them and killed the men leading them, stopped the suffering at the source. It would not change the whole world, but it would change the little neighborhood that time had forgotten there. His door slid open. The darkness meant that he could not see who was standing in the doorway. The voice that reached him, though, gripped his heart.
I leave you alone for a few days, and this is how you try and get me to return?
Valkyr said.
Hey, it worked, didn't it?
Yudai croaked out. Valkyr's soft, nervous laugh was enough to fill the small room.
What the fuck did you do?
Valkyr said as he crossed the distance and knelt down next to the futon.
I listened to you. I heard what you were trying to tell me in your own ham-fisted way. I'm trying to change, Valkyr.
I paused and tried to find the right words to tell him what I've become.
I have changed,
I finally said. We waited in silence for a while as he absorbed what I had said and what I had hoped he had understood in those short words. I couldn't say the full story out loud yet. It was too large for me to get it out of my mind and into the world.
Okay,
he quietly said.
I can heal that eye if you would like.
I wanted to cry. I had not dared to hope that my friend would return, let alone offer to go through his hated transformation for me.
Please, my friend, I want to be whole, to continue trying to be the man who you think I can,
I said quietly into the room. Hesitating slightly, I reached out and fumbled around until I found Valkyr's hand.
Thank you, my friend. I owe you my everything. I would ask one more thing, though.
Valkyr squeezed my hand.
What?
Please, if you can, fix the eye, but leave the scar.
Valkyr scoffed.
Have you seen it? It pulls from the bottom of the socket all the way down your face. Why would you want to keep that?
A reminder,
I said, squeezing Valkyr's hand tightly.
A reminder that I need to pay the price for my decisions.
That was Chapter 22, Gaining the Scar. A short one this week. It was lovely to have Valkyr back, albeit briefly. Of course, Valkyr would not stay away after news reached him of what had happened, and of course, Valkyr would help. Part of the Seeker's change I tried to show was him accepting the help much more easily. He didn't expect or count on it, but he had hoped. This chapter, I also tried to show the solidification of the Seeker's new worldview. It's been working away in his head for a long time now, but now he had to accept the responsibilities of his actions, and to see what doing this half-hearted and not thinking them through can lead to. In this case, breaking his promise to himself and getting stabbed in the eye. The Seeker has always been impulsive and rash. That was shown time and again when he was back in Arcadia. Yet, the time in the temple, he thought he was thinking things through and becoming more measured. However, once thrown into a situation, he fell back on old habits and almost paid the ultimate price for it. The Seeker asking Valkyr to keep the scar was not simply a literary device by me to show the external wounds of the internal choices and other things. It came about because that's exactly what the Seeker would have wanted. He needed it as a constant reminder of what he was trying to do, and to try and assuage some of the guilt of what his actions had caused. It's not a badge of pride, honor, or shame to him. It's simply him now. Well, that's all for this week. As I said, it was a short one. Don't forget, I have a Patreon up if you want to throw some support my way. You can find the details on my website, davewrights.com. That's Dave, WRIGHTS.com. Hopefully, I'll see you all next week. Take care.